WJTL bringing you 33 Miles, their song Jesus Calling. Tara and Wells, before that, God's Not Done With You. Hey, happy Tuesday to you. It's 7:20.
And what a great looking Tuesday. Weather-wise, sunshiny skies, breezy, pleasant, high of 70. Today, mostly clear, low down to 49. Oh, that's a little chilly. Winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 73. Currently, there's white puffy clouds with a blue sky and 57.
Our friends from Servant Stage Company with us, Nathan, Chris, and Leslie. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Nathan Claycomb is the Director of Development and Community Engagement. Nathan, we talked about Servant Stage and some of their history and how long you guys have been around, but your new show, My Fair Lady, is coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we are so excited to be staging Lerner and Lowe's Broadway classic, My Fair Lady, and the production is coming to Millersville University, right on campus, at the Winter Performing Arts Center.
Yeah.
So that will take the stage on May 31st and run throughout 3 weekends through June 15th.
And it's a pay what you will.
It's a pay what you will, just like all of our performances. So you can come in and see the show for free and then make a donation if you'd like to before leaving. And we're so excited to offer that to our community in large form, a big, big show.
Is it the kind of thing that if people want tickets ahead of time, they can get them online?
Absolutely. There are two ways that you can get tickets to see My Fair Lady. And the first is by visiting our website, www.servantstagecompany.com, or you can call the Millersville University box office, and that number is 717-871-7600.
And you guys do so many great shows. I'm curious, how do you pick a show like My Fair Lady? Like, how do you determine, hey, let's do this show?
That's a really great question. So we have an artistic director, Wally Calderon, along with our executive director, Jonathan Bauer, and our managing director, Tyler Hoover. And as a collective, we look at different productions that are available to us that are, you know, we can get the rights to do. There's some family favorites out there, and we always want to make sure that our shows are open to everyone, and so that they're really family friendly and everyone in the community would love them. And so sometimes we get Broadway classics and other times some new musical reviews that we have that we create ourselves.
Very cool. My Fair Lady coming to Millersville University's May 31st through June 15th there at the Winter Center. And this morning we have Chris with us and Leslie with us, and they are playing the two main roles in My Fair Lady. Good morning to both of you again.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Chris, can you give us a little synopsis of My Fair Lady, even if folks have seen it or never seen it? Tell us what it's about.
Sure. Well, it's about, dare I say, a pompous linguistics professor, Henry Higgins, who I play. And he is pretty sure of his abilities, so that he takes on this bet that he can transform this working class Cockney girl, Eliza, sitting here to my right, and that he can transform her into a sophisticated, high class level of society. So that he can transform her. And I think he has 6 months to do that.
Okay. And so the two of you, Leslie and Chris, from the moment you walked in, I could tell you guys had chemistry already. That you guys, what do you love about playing these parts? What do you love about doing My Fair Lady together?
Well, I have to say, Chris and I are actually friends in real life. Mm-hmm. His wife is a good friend of mine.
And I can tell that. Yes. I mean, you guys,
her husband's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's really a blessing to be able to do this with him.
Yeah.
I think we're having so much fun with our scene work.
Yeah.
Eliza is such a passionate character, and it's fun to be able to explore these scenes with him. And really, the Cockney accent is quite a challenge.
Can you do a little bit for us? Have you worked on it today?
Yes, I'll say Eliza Doolittle.
All right.
Eliza Doolittle.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, well done.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
That accent has to transform throughout the show, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. How do you guys go about working on that?
Yes. Wow. Do you mean for her to transform?
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be interesting. You're starting off with one, but you've got to change it into a different accent.
Yes. That was a challenge early in rehearsals. When we would work on particular scenes, I'd have to check in and say, wait, where are we in this show? Am I Cockney? Am I proper? but it's been fun and it's been challenging to be able to actually be able to do these accents.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Chris, like, if I think of the definition of pompous, you're probably the least pompous person
that I
can think of. But you've been an actor for a long time and you've done a lot of shows. So how do you become something that you're not?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I'll tell you this. I cheated a little bit. I watched Rex Harrison in the 1964 movie, which won, well, he won Best Actor and it won Best Picture. So, I mean, you got to learn from the best, right?
Sure.
So,
well, yeah.
You know, you take a little bit of Rex with you and then add your own flair. But, you know, just reading, too, about George Bernard Shaw wrote Pygmalion, which the play is the musical is based on the play Pygmalion.
Okay.
And just understanding that sensibility and what the time was like and what the social class was like at that time, you kind of get into the head of what Henry was thinking. So and why he acts the way he does.
And is there a synopsis? What was he trying to say to society at the time with My Fair Lady?
Yes. Well, I think Henry kind of thumbs his nose at all classes. I mean, he thumbs his nose at the upper class and the lower. Again, like I said, he marches the beat of his own drummer. He forgets his manners sometimes. I think he could even be considered a bully at times. But I think at the end, he really has a great heart.
Yeah.
And that really comes out, especially in the second act with Eliza. So that's, hopefully.
That's awesome. Yeah. So we wish you the best with doing My Fair Lady for both you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome having you here once again, My Fair Lady. May 31st through June 15th, Millersville University's Winter Center. It's happening with Servet Stage. You can visit them online, servetstagecompany.com. Is this the phone number that they could call for tickets to? 717-871-7600, the number. And it's a pay what you will, which I think is awesome. I love that you guys are bringing My Fair Lady to our community. Good job, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, great having you all here. Once again, visit online, servetstagecompany.com. Back to the music we go. This is Seventh Time Down with the 99.